Training for and completing an expedition, and for gold only, working with a team on a residential activity.
Well, Mark Carpmail is a teacher from Coventry. He's been involved with the Duke of Edinburgh Award Scheme for over 30 years, also met the Duke a number of times. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Thanks for talking to us this morning. Talk us through the scheme. How did you get involved with it in the first place?
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure how I follow a guy who believes that Prince Philip was a god to begin with. I'm just an ordinary teacher from Coventry. I got involved with Coventry's Open Award Centre, so I didn't do my DOE through school, which lots of people do. Mm. I went to a centre which actually based at a Baptist church in Coventry. And for me, that was amazing because I went to a school, to church school. I was quite shy, quite sheltered. And all of a sudden, I found myself on a Friday night mixing with children from, well, teenagers from all over Coventry and Warwickshire, from all sorts of different backgrounds. I did my bronze and silver award, but at the time gold wasn't available to me. And then I kind of got involved with it as an adult as well. So I carried on helping at the awards as a young leader. And I'm 46 now and I've been involved for just over 30 years since I was 14 with DOV. And I now lead our Open Award Centre. We meet on a Friday night youth club. Well, pre-COVID we did, with about 150 teenagers from across the city, from all sorts of backgrounds, and they do their bronze, silver and gold awards.
Yeah, okay. And I've got a rough idea of what it involves, but can you just explain to our listeners who've never experienced the Duke of Edinburgh Awards, what is it actually you do?
Yeah, well, they do four things, really, to get their award. Five at gold, but at bronze, you need to do a bit of volunteering, normally 3 or 6 months, an hour a week. It can be anything outside of your family. You do some physical activity, so it could be cycling or running or not darts or snooker, but anything that involves some physical activity that can be recorded. And you do an expedition section as well, which is probably the highlight for me, where we take young people out of the city of Coventry and we take them all over Britain, Lake District, Peak District, Cotswolds. And in fact, we run cycling expeditions in the Netherlands as well, once a year for our gold participants, give them a different cultural experience. And the fourth element is learning a new skill. Now, we operate our Friday Night Youth Club, so it might be first aid, it could be politics, it could be cooking, craft, arts, anything really that we offer on a Friday night, and the young people learn something new. So there's those four elements, but it's not just about that, it's more a holistic approach as well. The Duke himself said this scheme isn't a cure for society's ills, it's prevention. So we're trying to give young people in Coventry something different to do on a Friday evening. And so many youth clubs have closed over the last few years, very few open, and so many schools have become, I think they're called behaviour hubs now, and exam factories, and school is just a turn-off to lots of young people, that the DOV Award gives them something a bit different in life.
You want to watch what you say about darts and physicality. Yeah. Some of them might argue with you about that. I mentioned earlier on that we were going to be talking to you, and I mentioned in the same sentence that you say the awards really changed your life forever, Mark. How so?
Yeah, well, it gave me a completely different aspect of my life, a different way of thinking. I wasn't a, you know, troublesome teenager out on the streets, and I didn't turn my life around in that way, but I was shy, I was quiet, and it gave me a focus and an energy. It's given me a project in life, really. I've spent many hours volunteering for DOV Award. I've seen so many young people changed, and I know you hear stories like that all the time, but it really does happen. Lots of young people do their DOV Award through school, and it's just like a rite of passage, really. They do it, they go through the motion. They get their awards and they put it on their CV or their uni application. And for a significant minority of young people, the award has changed their life. I could give you countless examples of young people who have really been struggling with life when they're 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they get a new group of friends, get a new focus. You take them out of the city into the countryside and they just see a different way of living.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
and, you know, that's what the Duke wanted. And, you know, I met him a few times and he's just a lovely man, very amusing.
What was it like when you met him? You know, were you nervous?
Hey, yeah, I was. I've met him four times, three at St. James's Palace and once at Buckingham Palace. And you do, you get, you know, he's a bit of a celebrity, isn't he? I've grown up and he's been around all my life, a bit like the Queen has, and your life as well. But he comes in with this boundless energy. You had a quote from Prince Charles earlier saying his energy was astonishing. And it really is. He was in his early 90s when most people are sitting in a chair in a care home. But he comes bounding in to all these young people and their parents. And again, he gives you this, well, he gave you this impression of being really interested about you and your life. So he talked to me for quite a while on each occasion, and we talked about the same thing on all four occasions, because he obviously forgets who he's spoken to. That's fine. But to the young people, you know, he was still relating to them. Most of us can't relate to young people. We're in our 40s, let alone our 90s. But his enthusiasm was boundless. He'd done over 500 of these ceremonies, and, you know, it must have been a bit tedious, let's be honest, and boring doing the same thing. But he never showed that. He just seemed bothered about you, about your group, about your young people, and interested in what they've done. And what a life, 99 years. There are a lot of sad people around yesterday, but actually, that sort of life should be celebrated. He achieved so much in those years. It was an incredible story that he had to tell.
And 7 million people who have taken part in one way or another through the award scheme around the world, which is remarkable. Mark, keep doing what you're doing, and let's hope you're back in business before too long.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mark.